This is the Atheist Radio Network.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn.
Always.
And tonight is Love Night. Part one.
That's when all.
And there are some serious fuck ups in here, but I'm going to try to broadcast the entire show anyway. Tonight, I so overplanned that Love Night is going to have to be in two parts, and there is no monitor. But I will live with that. Getting some telephone assistance. Marlon, if you hear this, please come here. I know you're busy tonight. But please come over anyway. You're hearing Leonard Cohen in the background, who's going to be played on the show later. This is going to be a two-part theme, pretty much different than the corporate entertainment industry's offerings around Valentine's Day. And we're going to play roughly half of the songs that I dug out for Love Night. I'm really going overboard with this theme. Next week will be a show to remember. It'll be Love Night Part 2. And also a night where at least some of it will be in mourning of the fact that it will be the night before President's Day. And some real heavy Love Night stuff. And the Reverend's personal Valentine's Love Night dedication that I'm pretty sure is okay to do. And I know you're voyeurs, so you'll love hearing it. Alright, let's play a song by Patti Smith from the Easter release. This is Because the Night. Lord, please make this work. Go.
Desire's hunger is the fire I breathe. Love is the banquet on which we feed.
Because the night belongs to love. Cause I flying. And I'm through.
You heard the Damned doing Love Song. Jay Church did You're the One That I Want. David Bowie did Absolute Beginners. Moody Blues did New Horizons and started off with Patti Smith Group doing Because the Night. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. from 9 to 11 Eastern Time USA, and relay broadcast live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time USA, as well as also appropriately rebroadcasted on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack, and relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight is Love Night, Part 1, and next week, Part 2. There is a ton of music and some interesting readings. I'll do one tonight and one next week's Part 2 episode. Coming up on The Reverend Is In after Love Night Part 2 next week. In 2 weeks, the foreplay to Hash Wednesday, when people consent to turning their faces into ashtrays and residue holders. And in March, a celebration of Right to Privacy Day, the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision that was fought by Bill Baird that legalized birth control for non-married people in 1972 and paved the way for the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. And Bill Baird and Joni Scott are from ProChoiceLeague.com and could use a couple of bucks. They are good friends, and they were the very first live guests ever on the show. And we'll try to get them for our Right to Privacy Day celebration. And in March, also, is probably the first wedding on the show, if it still happens. And that is a dear friend and former crush, Lady Simone, and her honey, who is very, very cool. And it's looking like that's going to be early March. They're both busy as hell, but they're going to try to do it in early March. And also the wedding of Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, although they would have to travel a bit to get here. They're not sure if they're going to do it. And flashing forward a little bit, the birthday show in April. And I've already told you some of the CDs and rare stuff I've been looking for. So just thinking ahead and taking ideas for that. There is also a Valentine's Day show of mostly punk bands in North Jersey that the guys who used to be in the band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity are organizing, Deicide and the Ever Reviled Records folks. That is hopefully at their website. If not, just contact them if you're in New York or North Jersey area, everreviledrecords.com, if you want to check that show out. It's next Saturday night. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev. Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. I'm going to take a couple of comments and questions from last week's Reagan anti-tribute, because it was his birthday this week, this past week. Are you really going to do an anti-memorial when he dies? You bet I am. It will probably be two or three shows, because it'll be all the stuff I didn't get to play last week and all the combined material. Why? Because first and foremost, it's not to diss the dead, which I really don't believe in, but because I know the saturation of absolute nonsense that's going to come out of the corporate media that's going to deify him and talk about what a wonderful and loved person he was instead of the criminal and mass murderer around the world that he actually was. And to counter that, there will be an anti-memorial, as well as for the Pope, even though these guys are going on for a zillion years. And the book written by his former, one of his top campaign people, who wrote a book exposing the money and arms for hostages deal in 1980 and other major scandal and corruption from the Reagan years. Her name is Barbara Honegger, and her book is called The October Surprise. Noam Chomsky's books, including the Chomsky Reader, will give you information about the Contra War and all the civilian massacres that happened after the Reagan bunch spent tax dollars to the tune of literally hundreds of millions of dollars to massacre them. And thanks to Scott at Wooden Shoe Books and Records, found a new book. I just picked this up, but it's called Covert Action. It's from the same people who put out a publication called Covert Action. Covert Action, The Roots of Terrorism, talks about the Reagan bunch starting the Taliban and Al-Qaeda types when they were fighting the Soviet invasion in Afghanistan in the late 70s, the Central American covert wars, the Angolan Contra War, when they supported a mass murderer and butcher named Jonas Savimbi, and he was famous for all the landmines. It's now the nation that has the most landmine affected people in the world, more people with loss of limbs. And Covert Action, The Roots of Terrorism, is published by Ocean Books, oceanbooks.com.au. And in the future, maybe we'll get a reading from that, but those are the resources. I think one or more students wanted to cover that. So that'll give you a start. And you can get the Noam Chomsky stuff at akpress.org. And speaking of books, a Philadelphia legend has come to a crashing end. A bookstore at 5th and South Street called Book Trader, as the gentrification of that neighborhood escalates and intensifies, they're going to put some corporate bullshit store there. And they're also killing a long-running music shop for the same purpose. And it was discovered tonight that the Reverend was the very last customer ever at Book Trader at 5th and South. You might be able to get in, because they're still packing stuff up, over the next couple of hours, maybe tomorrow. They will be around 2nd and Market Street. And it's always been a great shop, so we were all sentimental. We were taking pictures. The very last purchase ever was one of war criminal Richard Nixon's books. It was all of $2. The very first episode of I Love Lucy on video, and a book I'm not going to admit I bought that is very much in keeping with tonight's Love Night theme. And if there's anything worthwhile in it, maybe we'll get a reading from that in part two. Part two is probably going to be way overboard with the Love Night theme. A lot of the real juice is going to be then. So tonight will be the foreplay, and part two next week will be the main thrust. And there's a ton of great new stuff at Wooden Shoe for you Philadelphia area folks. Wooden Shoe Books and Records is on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. And I'm not even going to start on that stuff. So I have piles of new stuff, but I haven't gone through any of it yet. Okay, Love Night has been done every year that I've been doing this show. Never in two parts, though. And so I want to do it for everybody. So whether somebody is with another person or not with another person, we'll try to come up with a tune or two for everybody. If you're having a great time and you're with your honey, we will try to make it even better. And the Reverend knows that a lot of people are affected by common myths and media-perpetrated bullshit, like, especially in the winter holidays, like, oh, everybody else is in a bubbly, happy, functioning family and celebrating the holidays with all this love and joy, and I'm left out. And in social work jobs, you see that all the most hardcore affected by those kinds of things. And so with the Valentine's Day stuff, if anybody's down, we will try to help you feel better, and we will acknowledge those feelings with some of the songs. And if you are having a bad time, just remember there are other people feeling that way, and to keep it in perspective, it is a temporary condition that can be alleviated. All things are fixable. And next week we're also going to mourn President's Day because of George W. Numbnuts Bush's reign of error and terror around the world. So that'll be a part of Love Night 2. And we'll talk about kinder, gentler budgets and loving and compassionate values that are in contrast with the military budget, the war budget, the slashing of social services, and the worsening conditions around the entire nation. All right, we did an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl show, and I don't want to say told you so, but even though the book burners have seen the Super Bowl for the erotic and heavy-duty manifestation of sexual energy that it is, the nation seemed to be rudely awakened by, A, the commercials, and B, the exposing of Janet Jackson's breast. Now, I want to say right now that if this message ever gets to Janet Jackson, let this message be loud and clear. Stop apologizing. It's silly. You did not hurt anybody. You did not do anything wrong. You did not do anything shocking, even. Although I personally think that piercing on your breast looks like something that would hurt, and I'm trying to work with this, but you did nothing wrong, and even if it was staged, and believe me, that top did look perforated, and I don't know, if you ever had your clothes ripped off, you know that it doesn't just tear in these perfect lines. You have two perfect straight lines while you're wearing something fancy underneath. But anyway, Janet, stop apologizing. And it really sucks that you were banned from some TV show, the awards, or whatever it is that's coming up. I stopped paying attention to that kind of crap. But stop apologizing. And if you did make Ayatollah Ashcraft in the Justice Department or the FCC kind of soil their undergarments, then as far as I'm concerned, you produced a miracle. And that's what we're all about here on this clergy show. You did produce a miracle if you got a reaction out of them. And, in fact, we'll take it to another step. Since you're getting so much static, and they're giving you so much heat, and you feel the need to do all these mea culpas on television, instead of broadcasting the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl next year, the Reverend will offer to be a part of next year's Super Bowl and expose his testicles. then you won't have to feel so embarrassed. We're having even more trouble with a horrible, worse than fast food version of internet service providers, the crappiest service available on the internet, and certainly the highest in terms of censorship, America Online, that does not want its members to receive the Reverend's playlist and emailer. And write to me if you're not getting it, or if you're new and you want to get it, quail@sjcdc.org. Lord, let us pray. Lord, please help the people who are subjected to America Online's horrible service. Please help them to find a real provider and quality service, even if they were lured by those free discs and it was their first computer and they didn't know any better. Please lead people away from the evil service provider of America Online. All right, I'm going to keep on doing the show. Even though there is no monitor, I'm hearing everything 10 seconds after it happens, which is why you may hear some songs end and the next song start before I get to the next song and that kind of stuff. But we'll work with that. We're getting help from Kenny from AN and some other people, and Ro from Radio Volta, from, I believe, the World Peace Show. So, let's see. We'll do one good Valentine's wish and then play some songs, because I am sick of talking and I'm running on no sleep. Oh, there's a lot of good Chicken Hawk stuff, too, we'll have to talk about since President's Day is coming. Okay, we know that the pastors from Columbus, New Jersey, ColumbusBaptistChurch.org, who've been intensifying their harassment against women, staffs, and doctors at Philly area women's clinics. We know they are hot and horny guys, and we know a sex scandal is about to break. But we're going to send them positive wishes. So, to pastors of ColumbusBaptistChurch.org, John Grove and former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Van Vanworth, we're going to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. We hope you have a great time with your mistresses and hired sex workers. And we hope you have fun when you're fooling around with each other. No bad feelings. We hope you are having a wonderful time. And we hope the action is real hot. I know I've been on this Quincy kick, but it can't be Love Night without a Quincy song. And trying to pick one out was hard, but I'm going to play a song from the great Quincy album. This is called Critic's Choice. Lord, please make this work.
Got the sun. by, she kills everyone. You're breathless, you can't walk or run.
Everybody's fucking but me. I just can't seem to get laid. Some girls even bawl two or three, and then they just seem to trade. I can't get laid. A when I keep everybody's fucking but me. I'm dying of terminal lust. Christ, it's so depressing to see my plumbing's all covered with rust. I just have no class. Muscle guy behind every tree. It's such a pain in the ass. A man all seems to duck me.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Yes. It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And actually, it's pluralized. Sunday, February 8th, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Our pluralized assholes of the week are the administration / officials of Camden County Jail in Camden County, New Jersey. The administration of Camden County Jail ignored warnings from several components of the mental health and justice system and put two mentally ill men together who definitely were not people who should be put in together in a cell and allowed one to be beaten to death on January 22nd. They were warned by mental health service providers and even if this sounds strange, even the county prosecutor who advocated treatment and advocated the separation of the two and services that were more appropriate for one of the two inmates. These warnings from several components of the system, all of whom did the right thing and acted appropriately, those warnings were ignored and a man was allowed to be beaten to death. Therefore, they are unwitting accomplices in the murder of one of these two mentally ill men. They are guilty of negligence resulting in a fatality and deserve to be called on it. Administration and officials of Camden County Jail, Camden County, New Jersey, you are assholes of the week. All right, no more fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Whore. The Go-Go's did How Much More. Agent Orange did Somebody to Love. Asylum Street Spankers did Everybody's Fucking But Me. And they have a brand new release, which you can check out at asylumstreetspankers.com. The Dickens did Champagne and Reefer. And started off with Quincy doing Critic's Choice. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is part one of Love Night, an unusual pre-Valentine's Day celebration. And next week is going to be the harder core Love Night when we do part two and also mourn the fact that the day after next week's show is President's Day. So what else is happening? Well, we talked about the eroticization of the Super Bowl and how horny everybody got and how hot the commercials and Janet Jackson's act were. And apparently we have agreement around the world, including the, whatever you call the head person in Peru, president, prime minister, whatever, that guy with that hilarious, funny outfit, kind of like Eddie Murphy in a Coming to America film. But the head of Peru has himself in a hot, juicy scandal. Not one of these minor, little, tiny, white-collar, war criminal, lie-about-weapons, massive destructions, kind of minor, little, ignorable by the corporate media kind of scandal. We're talking red hot Valentine's Day scandal. So, President of Peru, we know you've been watching the Super Bowl and getting all hot and bothered by all that hot action. There's a theater show coming up, and I believe it's traveling all over, so people everywhere can see this. In the Philadelphia area, you can see it at Plays and Players Theater, 1714 Delancey Street, Philadelphia. It's called Nickel and Dimed. And then they write, how do you get by on minimum wage? And it has a woman resembling, wearing clothes that resemble those worn by the Reverend Sacred Coffee Goddesses, who help wake the Reverend up, especially on Sunday, and therefore are an essential part of the creation of this show. Based on the best-selling book, Nickel and Dimed on Not Getting By in America by Barbara Ehrenreich. And that is put on by the Philly Theater Company. And don't be insulted by this, but I would have had to have been told myself. They spell theater like with R-E at the end. PhillyTheatreCo.com. Running through February 22nd. PhillyTheatreCo.com. Nickel and Dimed. How do you get by on minimum wage? Okay, what else is going on? There's lots of new Chicken Hawk products, speaking of the forthcoming President's Day. And these will make great gifts, too, and it's erection year. So all the more reason to buy this stuff. Chicken Hawk and AWOL Bush t-shirts and posters and products from Walden 3, W-A-L-D-E-N, numeral 3, walden3.org. And this is fantastic artwork, I must say. And you can also order in time for President's Day, chickenhawkcards.com. And if you want to download or email out the W. Moron Bush as a Twilight Zone character, that's from artist Mopaul, mopaul.com. If you can't find it, I'll just send it to you. And that's pretty funny. All right, some plugs. for the homelessness marathon, speaking of Valentine's Day and having a heart, for those sensitive to the homeless, homelessnessmarathon.org. And that's happening, and that should be online, too. And there's a big conference and event, homelessnessmarathon.org. Some vital changes in information and updates from domainnamerights.org. And they had this urgent email sent out this week. See, I don't mind stuff like that. Like, the spam people deserve the Dr. Susie curse hexed upon them. And the Jesus spam people are hilarious and entertaining, but it gets boring after a while. But sending me stuff like this is worthwhile. Domainnamerights.org, the latest developments in that area. What else is going on? No. My handwriting absolutely bites. Okay. We'll do a dedication next, but let's see. This is too premature to really get into it, but Jennifer R. from Indiana University is doing research on media and independent media and broadcasting, and has recruited Reverend Buckburn for this. And when there's information, and best of all when there's findings or any developments along the way, you will hear about it here first. But it's a fascinating study, and we had to watch all the stuff, including like corporate media news broadcasts. And the Reverend thanks Jennifer R. for doing this research and her study on the media, and you will hear some fascinating stuff on future shows on this subject. And if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, go to drsusanblock.com. Dr. Susie has some hilarious stuff on there, including give your Valentine a work of erotic art at her erotic art gallery. What is it? Erotics Gallery. Her editorial, Chemistry of Love. Her appearance at her alma mater, Yale, during Sex Week. I didn't know they had such an event. Sex Week at Yale. On her audio and video streaming show and cable TV show, Kelly and Hamilton Steele, the world's happiest married porn star couple. And a big dissertation on Ayatollah Ashcraft, also on this weekend's Dr. Susie show. And her book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. So, I'm late on time. I'm not going to read as much as I wanted to. If you want to see the Reverend's review of Ten Commandments of Pleasure, it's on her latest plug for the book that she put out in time for Valentine's Day. From A Prescription for Pleasure, she does the introduction of how she introduces her shows that the Reverend had the pleasure of being a live guest on in November 2002. Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your baby girly girl, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, your mistress of the airwaves, your designated driver through the intoxicating world of human sexuality, your captain of the ship of fools for love, your leader of the bonobo gang, and your friend, always your friend. And those of you who know me now, know that's how I introduce my radio show. Every week for over 10 years, I broadcast live on the air to millions of you via microphones all over the world, from a tiny studio in Redondo Beach to a chic salon in Paris, from an underground club in San Francisco to a hotel on Max's and My Wedding Night in Philadelphia, from a language school in Stuttgart to my trademark boudoir bully pulpit, my very own big brass bed, which is what she broadcasts from in L.A., by the way. I broadcast the show from bed because what better place to talk about sex? I know that those of you who listen or watch me on the TV version of the show from your beds can appreciate the intimacy, eroticism, and sheer fun of that. You who have listened, watched, attended my seminars, sat on my famous couch for therapy, called me, chatted with me in cyberspace, and sent thousands of letters, not to mention a few charmingly explicit photos, are the inspiration for this book of pleasures. You have joined me in my celebrations and supported me in my struggles. You have played with me, prayed with me, and stayed with me when I've been kicked off one station for speaking too openly about sex. You have searched your radio dial and found me on another, maybe officially, or perhaps being pirated by mischievous board operators. You have shared with me your deepest secrets and passions, your amazing fantasies, and extraordinary realities. I dedicate to you, my darling reader, and you know who you are, these 10 commandments of pleasure, which are really 20 commandments connecting the two better halves of humanity, the 10 commandments of a lady's pleasure and the 10 commandments of a gentleman's pleasure. Together, these 20 laws of love and pleasure embody a code that I call ethical hedonism, an erotic etiquette to guide you and me toward fully and dramatically expressing our sexual animal nature while maintaining the peace as civilized, considerate ladies and gentlemen. These are 20 pleasure principles to give and receive by, composed with care, passion, laughter, a little sweat, a few tears, a lot of orgasms, and the divine inspiration of the spirits. They are for all of us, couples and singles, conservative and liberal, radical and traditional, the young and the old, the hip and the geeky, deal makers and homemakers, professors and truckers, ministers and rabbis, priests and high priestesses, coppers, rockets, rappers, and grandmothers. They will give you pleasure. They will give you power. More important, they will give you the power to give pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power you have. My husband Max and I have lived and loved by these commandments for almost a decade. They are simple, universal, playful, and, like the original 10, they are powerful. Best of all, they work. Study them, live by them, love by them, and you have a very good chance of finding and actually staying in a romantic paradise, your land of milk and honey. With pleasure, Susan Marilyn Block, Ph.D. All right, no more reading from this. The 10 Commandments of Pleasure by Dr. Susan Block. And you can check that out at her website, drsusanblock.com. Thank you, Dr. Susie, for that great book when I went out there. All right, no more plugs, no more talking. Let's play a song for you and your honey. And if you're by yourself, this is for you and your hand, or you and your toys, or you and your inflatable. Whatever, it's all good, it's all okay. And mental imaging is okay, so it can be to the person in your imagination, either a real person or imagined by you. And you priests out there, remember what you learned from the Rehab for Pedophile Priest show. You better not be looking at that Macaulay Culkin poster from Home Alone 1 or the early stages of the career movie promos of the Olsons. You should be fantasizing or being with real humans who are fully grown, fully developed, eligible to vote, old enough to be sent to risk death for oil and Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation's profits, and raped by their fellow GIs while they're out there. They have to be old enough to risk all that kind of shit, or at the very least, eligible to vote. This is for you and your honey. This is a very fun and silly song by Leapy Lee called Little Arrows. Lord, make this machine work.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue.
Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. Little arrows everywhere, little arrows that will hit you once.
nothing left to do when you're begging for a crumb. Nothing left to do when you've got to go on waiting.
Tell me you're coming. by.
You heard Henry Kaiser Band doing Tell Me from what this reverend considers the only good Stones tribute CD, Stoned Again, a tribute to the Stones. Leonard Cohen did Waiting for the Miracle from his release called The Future. Ramones did Baby, I Love You. The Ataris did A Beautiful Mistake and started off with Leapy Lee doing Little Arrows. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Love Night, Part 1, an alternative to the corporate entertainment industry's Valentine's Day offerings, which you know is going to be the same exact stuff year after year. I am not even going to have time to play all the stuff I pulled out for part one, so I could just do the final plugs and then play some of the remaining tunes. There are shows immediately following, so there's no overtime. There's shows at Radio Volta and AN, so there's no overtime, and that's okay. I am tired anyway. But I wanted to give a plug for an article by Michael Moore at his website, michaelmoore.com. You say deserter, I say more dessert. And that the deserter reference is to George W. Numbnuts AWOL Bush, of course. And this article is at michaelmoore.com. There's some other stuff I forgot. There's a new movie, I'm dying to see this, I think it's on video, Corporations Are Insane, and that's from the movie section at alternet.org. If you are in a band, or if you know people in a band, tell them that they can donate a song for the Bands Against Bush compilation, info at punkvoter.com and bandsagainstbush.com. And we'll give a plug for the book about Fox TV blowhard O'Reilly. This book is called The O'Reilly Factor, Seven Stories, spelled out, sevenstories.com. Okay, what's this Love show? This is the 60s band called Love with Arthur Lee. Although I imagine it's some new guys, because I know at least one of them is dead. Love in the Afternoon next Sunday, February 15th, and it doesn't clash with the show, from 2 to 5 at the Rotunda, 4014 Walnut Street, and shown on Drexel University's television show on cable and on internet at dutv.org. Alright, no more plugs. Oh, a couple more. Okay. Please support Medical Marijuana Exile in Canada, Steve Cubby at Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y.com. Emergency contraception information known as ECP at abortionaccess.org. Jello Biafra and other spoken word and many music releases, benefits, and compilation recordings, and miscellaneous products at alternativetentacles.com. DOA gear and Joey's book at suddendeath.com. Legal information at ACLU.org. Ms. Terry, who you heard doing the Dr. Laura Horror track, from RadioLeft.com. The Reverend's friend Dark Lady at DarkLady.com. Jennifer Hunter, who might be a live guest on this show. She's coming back to Philadelphia. Call her at her telephone domination service and encourage her to be a Reverend Bookburn guest. Be sure to say the Reverend sent you. JenniferHunterConsulting.com. Paul Krasner books and CDs, Paul Krasner, KRASSNER.com. And the anti-Bush ads at MoveOn.org. Really sick of talking. Going to do the credits and play a very special Valentine song. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's show: Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon, the Great Engineer, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Lady Simone, future bride on the show, and Cindy Wildflower Desire, possible future bride on the show, Everlasting Godstopper, Abby, Sister Anne Marie, and her professional colleagues, Diana Roger, Mr. Zvi, Natalie, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, and Justin, Bipolar Bear, Jennifer from Indiana University, the media researcher, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi, Helper Heidi Planner, the Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and her honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice Lig, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia, right off of South Street, Lisa Bouchel Band, Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan, sexual partner, and community leader, Sister Bay, the two Washington outlets, Dallas Blanchard, bookburners everywhere. All right, tonight was the foreplay. Next week is the main thrust, Love Night 2. And in 2 weeks, foreplay to Hash Wednesday. Let's play a song by Tough Darts. This is very romantic, very loving, very beautiful, very moving, very touching. It's absolutely wonderful. This is called Your Love Is Like Nuclear Waste.
Your body is a danger to the human race. They should stop. like a nuclear waste.
Thank you.
Okay, gonna play one last song and then head out and get ready for Love Night Part 2 next week. Write, send feedback, or ask for the playlist, and please remember to get off AOL. Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org. This is by It's a Beautiful Day. It's called Bulgaria. Good night.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.